Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bud Bloomfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Arrigo. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey moves to second. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Causey moves to third. Charles moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Causey scores. Charles scores. Gentile goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Diego Segui. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Duncan moves to second. One out. Jim Perry now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Duncan scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloomfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vern Handrahan now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Bud Bloomfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloomfield hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Batty moves to third. Verhals moves to second. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Perry. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwight Siebler now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Vern Handrahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handrahan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Hall moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloomfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Batty and he is out, Bloomfield applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Bud Bloomfield. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to second. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dwight Siebler. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to third. Gorrell moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Verhals scores. Gorrell moves to third. Green moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. John O'Donohue now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gorrell tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Athletics 5, Twins, 5. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Dick Stigman now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. Gorrell moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Alozic pinch hits for John O'Donohue. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Vic Power pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Charles takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Colavito reaches second base with a double. There goes Charles trying to get to home. Killebrew throws the ball into Batty, who tags Charles for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Gentile is walked intentionally. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-4 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Green is hit by the pitch. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Bill Daly. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6. And Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.